Welcome to
Kasalanan Maging Purita Podcast,
where breaking free from the chains of financial struggle becomes your new reality. This is your gateway to discovering how not to be purita and stay wealthy effortlessly in the information age. Hosted by Neil Reichel, this podcast redefines what it means to be wealthy in the Philippines. Moving beyond the realms of freelancers, agency owners, and entrepreneurs, we now embrace every Filipino who aspires for more without sacrificing more. We debunk the myth that being purita is an inevitable fate. Just as myths and folklore fade into the backdrop of our culture, so too does the notion that financial limitation is part of our identity. With Neil Reichel at the helm, a visionary who has transcended the barriers of race and heritage to deliver value beyond measure, we invite you on a journey of transformation. This podcast is a no-go zone for complacency. If you're ready to shift your mindset, position yourself in a space where your worth doesn't require justification, and unlock the secrets to wealth that don't demand your toil and time, then you're in the right place. Follow us into a future where purita is a word without weight
and prosperity is your birthright.
Subscribe and stay tuned for our weekly episodes that promise to change not just how you earn, but also
how you live.
Welcome to another episode ng Kasalanan Maging Purita. This is Neil Reichel and maraming salamat for continuing to listen to our podcast. Dati ang pangalan nga ng podcast natin na to is Million Dollar Filipino Freelancer. At ngayon nag-e-evolve na tayo kasi we have been seeing other people other than freelancers na nakikinig sa podcast na to. Ang topic natin for this episode is procrastination. And kung gusto mo makita ko, itsura ko, you can go now to YouTube. Pero balikan din dito sa Spotify kasi iba yung pakiramdam pag dito tayo nag-uusap. Yung direct, iba yung pakiramdam pag dito tayo nag-uusap kasi yung directness natin na walang mga ibang abala, nandito tayo sa Spotify. So ano ba talaga ang procrastination? Para sa akin, ang procrastination, nung una iniisip ko na yung procrastination is something na nangyayari lang sa mga tao na medyo mahina. Alam ko, mababash nyo ako. Ayan, hi bashers. Alam ko, sasabihin nyo, alam mo kung sino ka, yabang-yabang mo naman. Pero it can happen to any one of us. Okay? Paano nga ba nangyayari ang procrastination? Well, alamin muna natin, ano ba yung procrastination? Para sa akin, ang procrastination is para ba siyang poison that limits your action. Ang procrastination is, paminsan sinasabi ha, na it's a telltale sign na medyo pagod ka na, na talagang kailangan mo munang magpahinga. Pero para sa akin, ang procrastination, ang tawag ko sa mga yun, pwede yun breaks. Pero yung procrastination, nakakalasong talaga siya. I'll give you one example. Alam mo, deadline mo na bukas. Tapos, halimbawa, ang pinag-uusapan natin ngayon is April 1. Tapos, nasa March 15 ka. Ang nangyayari dito is, sige, bukas na lang. Sige, bukas na. No matter how urgent or how big and scary the deadline is. Ang nangyayari is, nagpo-procrastinate tayo na, sige, may mangyayari naman. Sige, bahala na. Sige, eto, imbis na nagte-take action. Bakit? Kasi, experience ko, I was thinking na, etong action ko na gagawin ko ngayon, wala namang kasiguruhan that it would lead to a result for April 1. So, ang nangyayari dito is, tayo mismo nag-hold back. Kasi wala nang kasiguruhan na ang procrastination could also be something na because of there's no certainty, because niya, walang kasiguruhan, walang certainty, walang paninigurado na may mangyayari talaga. Kaya, sige na nga, bukas na lang. And that is for yung mga bigger tasks that you have to do. Para sa akin naman, how do you actually solve it? Ang dami kong mga trinay, ang dami kong mga inisip, ang dami kong mga sinubukan. Ang madalas na common sa mga sinusubukan ko dito is that, okay, I would focus on the task that I have to do. Recently, na-realize ko na, okay, what if alisin ko yung sarili ko on the task that I have to do para ma-overcome ko yung procrastination? You might be thinking, ano ba naman yun? Parang counterintuitive naman yun na sasabihin mo nga na dapat nga ito nga ginagawa mo, dapat naka-focus ka dito, so bakit aalisin mo yung sarili mo doon sa bagay na yun? Para sa akin, na-realize ko is that what if i-focus ko yung sarili ko naman on the physical aspect instead of just yung analytical or yung thinking aspect. And then, na-discover ko dito yung tinatawag na Wim Hof breathing technique. Si Wim Hof, wala pa akong masyadong alam tungkol sa kanya, pero when I tried it, I would add the link sa description ng episode na to. parang nagklaro yung utak ko na dati na when I'm trying to do something or when I'm doing something, ang nangyayari is, and I don't get any results right away, I tend to push it away and say na, ah, sige, mamaya na lang. Sa Wim Hof method naman, yung Wim Hof breathing technique, ang focus niya talaga is that you start breathing. I know, parang woo-woo naman tong episode na to. Pero, you start breathing, at isa sa pinakamalaki pala natin na hindi nagagawa ng maayos ay ang paghinga. So, if you would like, go ahead, click the link in the description. It goes to his YouTube videos. There's this one specific YouTube video na makikita mo yung Wim Hof breathing technique. Hindi ako nagkakamali, it has over 81 million views na. At kasama ako proudly sa mga nanonood ng video na to. So, ang nangyayari dito is that as soon as you're in the middle of it, you don't have to do it perfectly. As soon as you're in the middle of it, especially for the first time, biglang nagkakaroon ng sense of clarity yung utak mo. Parang nagkakaroon bigla ng lakas yung utak mo para gawin yung mga bagay na dapat mong gawin. It might sound, again, woo-woo sa inyo, pero trying mo lang kasi ang nangyayari pala, what if pala yung utak pala natin, kaya pala tayo nag-procrastinate, is because barado na. What if yung utak pala natin, kaya tayo nag-procrastinate, is masyado ng maraming laman? It could be clutter, it could be basura, it could also be mga senseless thoughts, diba? Now, what if we do the Wim Hof breathing technique, biglang na-eliminate yon, na-filter yung utak mo, at nagkakaroon ka ng insight, nagkakaroon clarity. At ang kagandahan pa dito, aside from that, is nagkakaroon ka ng courage at saka strength to take the action that you need to do. So, wala ditong yung tungkol dun sa mindset. What if lang pala yung physical aspect lang ng katawan natin ang isolve natin, and that is the way for our brains to function better. At yun nga yung thinking part na to. So, ang procrastination para sa akin, kaya nating talunin to. Dapat nating tinatalo to. There will be episodes in our lives talaga where we say na, teka lang, ayoko muna. Ang tawag ko dito, breaks. I would not label it procrastination. I would call it breaks. And then after those breaks, include mo dito yung Wim Hof breathing technique at makikita mo na parang, uy, okay, ganado na ulit ako kumilos. Ganado na ulit ako mag-take ng action. So, yun lang for this episode. In the next episode, pag-uusapan naman natin is quitting. Why do a lot of us quit too early in the game? Even if nakita na natin yung mga quotes ng mga 3 feet from goal, na ang persistency is ganito, ganyan, ganyan. What if we define lang ano ba ang reason natin for quitting? Pakinggan nyo sa next episode. O, mga bashers, make sure na bigyan nyo ng 5-star rating ito sa Spotify. At we'd like to make sure na yung mga listeners namin napapakinggan po kayo. You can also message us on Facebook. Yan, nandito rin po yung link sa description ng episode na to. Kung ano yung insights mo sa episode na ito. PM us lang. Yun lang.
Bye, bashers!
Pep, wala ka pa rin website? Huwag ka nang gumaya sa akin. Tumanda ng ganito katanda ng walang website. Na-realize ko, kung dati ko pa ginawa na meron akong website na matino, sana mas higit pa ang narating ko. But, problema ko noon, wala akong makitang matinong makagawa ng website na based dun sa naiintindihan ko at gusto kong mangyari, and syempre, dun sa budget na kaya ko. At dahil yan mismo problema ko, we created Webigogo. Ta-da! Webigogo will create your website in as fast as 7 days. Alam mo, wala pa nga umabot ng 7 days. As long as kompleto na lahat and for a very low flat fee. Sagot na namin hosting mo, sagot na namin domain mo, sagot na namin design mo, sagot na namin copy mo. Yung kaneknikan mo, yung inartihan mo na lang, ititira mo para hindi ka magkaroon ng website. So kung gusto mo magkaroon ng website, click the link in the description, go to Webigogo, and make sure na may website ka na kasi ibang level kapag may website. I promise you.
That wraps up another empowering episode of the Kasalanan Maging Purita podcast. With Neil Reichel, we've journeyed through insights and strategies designed to elevate your financial mindset and lifestyle, proving once again that in this digital era, wealth is a choice and struggle is optional. We hope today's episode has inspired you to take control, redefine your narrative, and embrace the abundance that's rightfully yours. Tandaan, this podcast is more than a source of information. It's a community of Filipinos breaking free from being purita to a life of wealth and joy. Don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast with anyone ready to turn their financial dreams into reality. Follow Neil Reichel on social media for more anti-purita strategies and inspiration. Until next time, keep thriving, keep growing, and let's bid farewell sa pagiging purita. See you in the next episode. Paalam!